For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. With school starting in many districts before Labor Day this year, parents are being reminded to update their kids' vaccinations. Dr. Amy Keenum is a vaccination advocate in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine's Department of Family and Community Medicine. She tells me that it's important for every school-aged child to be seen by their physician to assess the need for immunizations.
Well, there are many shots that are required, and I think it's good for people to just go and have a conversation with a healthcare provider. The parents aren't really expected to remember all the shots, but the providers have different organizations that update these every year, and they do change quite often. But the CDC, there's an immunization group, the pediatricians, the family doctors, adult internal medicine doctors, we all get information on what vaccines are due. So I think it's better if people just listen to their provider and go by the recommended schedules.
With school-age kids, most parents who are keeping track of immunizations, if nothing else, every year they're asking, is it time for another set of immunizations? Do I pretty much have that right, do you think?
That's pretty true. Babies get a lot of immunizations before the age of two. Then they get another bit before they go for kindergarten or when they start school. And then we have another set that gets given around 11, 12 that's really important. But there's also the annual immunizations for influenza. So that needs to be done outside of these other ones we're talking about. So usually when the weather gets ready to turn cooler, which will happen soon, then it's important to be figuring out where you're going to go get your flu shot.
Are there schools that have a requirement for flu immunizations?
I don't think it's a state requirement, but it's highly recommended. Some school districts have done immunizations for the whole districts in some places in the country, and they have lowered their flu rates markedly.
I should probably ask you about the possible side effects or risks associated with vaccination.
Well, that's a good question. There are no drugs with no side effects. So there are some side effects, and if a person gets a vaccine and they think they're having a side effect, they should contact their healthcare provider. The numbers are quite small of people who get side effects, and a person should be informed of the possible side effects when they get their shots individually. Most people, when they get a shot, will get a written piece of paper with healthcare information about the shot that they got in a form that they can understand. So I would refer them to that.
And know what to do should those
develop. Well, you always
need
to call your healthcare provider if you think you're having a reaction to a shot. And the safety net in every community is the emergency room. So you can always go to your local emergency department if you're thinking you're having an extreme reaction.
School-age kids aren't the only people who need immunizations. What about those of us who are past our school-age years? Immunizations continue to be important over the course of time.
As a family doctor, I would certainly say that immunizations are important throughout life. If you have different health issues, health conditions, you might be recommended to have certain immunizations. And also for healthy people, there's recommendations. Keeping your tetanus shot up to date might save you a trip to the ER. And we all know the waits there can be long. But also, are you a person that needs a pneumonia vaccine? There are two different types, and those are recommended for elders. There's the shingles vaccine to prevent getting shingles, which you know is very painful. And so the HPV vaccine is something young people are recommended. We talked with parents about that when kids are 11 or 12. But we also talk with young adults because they could still get it between 21 and 26 when it's their decision to make, boys and girls.
Dr. Amy Keenum of the MSU Department of Family and Community Medicine in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.